And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. Yeah, I'm still working on your information flow because I want information flowing to you. I want you to get the information nobody else will talk to you about on the radio. You think about the different radio shows you listen to, right? Some of you listen to conservative talk radio. Some of you listen to progressive talk radio. Some of you listen to the news. Some of you don't listen to anything. Some of you listen to music. And regardless of what you listen to, it affects your mind. It affects what you're thinking about. So if you're tuning into this radio show, there must be a reason for it. There must be a reason why you're tuning into this radio show to get information that nobody else is giving to you. Now, I know on your favorite music radio station, they really don't talk about real estate. I get that. When it comes to your favorite talk shows, whether you're on the conservative side, whether you're on the progressive side, maybe you're right in the middle, I'm pretty sure they don't necessarily talk about real estate investing, although the station you listen to might populate this show, in which case you get information that no one else is giving you because the Lifestyles Unlimited community has decided that it wants to share information in your neck of the woods, mainly because whatever market data is coming out telling Lifestyles Unlimited that you need to hear this stuff, that data is coming out, and guess what? You're hearing this stuff. Now, maybe you listen to the show on podcast, which is totally fine, in which case you don't really have to rely on market data. All you have to rely on is your desire to get information that nobody else is giving you. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to give you information nobody else is giving you. I'm going to give you information that is not necessarily privileged information. It kind of seems like when I share this information with you, it's going to sound like I'm giving you privileged information or insider information. And yeah, I guess to an extent, it will seem that way because at Lifestyles Unlimited, the information that I'm going to share is information that was shared with me. It's information we will share with you when you become a member. It's all a part of what we do in the Lifestyles Unlimited real estate investor community. But there's a little bit more to it than that. And the reason it's not really proprietary information or insider information or anything like that is because this information's been around for hundreds of years. People like Benjamin Franklin amassed great wealth by doing the things that we talk about on this radio show. And whether it's our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, sharing the information with you, whether it's Mike Harrison or Andy Webb, my fellow co-hosts on this radio show, or me, it doesn't matter who's sharing the information with you. This is information that will change your life. This is information that will help you make a different choice on the path that you're following. And it doesn't matter what path you're following right now. You might be like fully invested in stocks. You may be on the game plan that says, hey, it's going to take you until your 60s to build up a big enough bag of money to retire on. But the problem with building up that bag of money is that you're going to retire on it. And you don't know how long you're going to live. You don't know what will happen to that bag of money. You don't know in future you whether or not you're going to be dealing with inflation. You don't know in future you whether you have enough money saved up, because future you does not know how long you're going to live. There's no expiration date stamped on our left hip. Trust me, I keep looking there and it's not there. So then I look at my right hip thinking I'm maybe looking in the wrong place. Not there either. As a matter of fact, there's nothing stamped on my body but a bunch of surgical scars. So at the end of the day, I don't know how long I'm going to live either. But the difference between what I'm doing and what you're doing has to do with passive income. It has to do with the passive income streams that I've built in my life that pay me money, whether I go out and work for the money or I don't. It's as simple as that. So it allows me to do the things that I do. It allows me to literally pick up my household and move from Texas to Tennessee. It allows me flexibility. It allows me freedom. And that's all a part of the end game that we want you to achieve when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member. That's the end game we all want, is we all want control over our lives. So how do we get control over our lives? Well, we get control by developing that passive income. And along with that passive income, we also develop equity participations in the assets that we buy. So I know I'm losing a couple of you because you're like, what's he talking about now? He was talking about cash flow. He's talking about equity participations. What is this all about? Well, I'll say it again. Real estate pays you six different ways if you're invested in the multifamily investment space. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about the five different ways real estate pays you in the single family space. And what I have is I have three different properties that recently showed up from our Lifestyles Realty team. This is the team that's available to you when you become a member. And what they do is they do a lot of the heavy lifting for us as members. They really do. And part of the reason I have them on my team is that, well, they do a lot of the screening of properties that are out there so that when they send these properties out to the membership, they've already been pre-screened. So in other words, if they satisfy what the realtor deems is appropriate, and these realtors have all been trained the same way that we as Lifestyles Unlimited members are trained when it comes to buying real estate investment assets, trained the same way. So they know what we're looking for. So they send out properties that meet our general buying requirements. Now, when I say our general buying requirements, there's tens of thousands of members in Lifestyles Unlimited. So when one of our realtor companions sends out a property, it's not going to meet the needs of everybody in the group that's looking for single family assets. They're just not, because everybody has their own criteria. I have my own criteria. You will develop your own criteria once you receive the education and you gain the knowledge that you're looking for when it comes to real estate investing. Now, these three properties, they just so happen to be in the San Antonio, Texas market, and they were built at different time periods. They're in different locations in San Antonio, but we're not going to talk about what the house looks like. We're not going to talk about where the house is physically located. What we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about the numbers, because what I've got to help you understand is that when you understand the numbers, then you go look at the property. And here's why. You could get analysis paralysis. You could, looking at properties. Not by analyzing the numbers, but by looking at the properties. There's a danger to going out and looking at everything that comes across your desk. And here's what the danger is. Number one, you might fall in love with the property, which is a bad thing to do. You don't want to do that. Number two, you might be looking at property that you could have disqualified if you just looked at the numbers first. And number three, you could spend a lot of time. I mean, a lot of time, unless that's what you want to do for excitement. You could spend a lot of time driving around looking at properties that aren't going to work for you. So what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, what we teach our members to do is to screen the properties. We want you to take a look at the properties, and we want you to determine whether or not it's a property that makes sense for your investing strategy. It makes sense for your investing guidelines. And we talk about that on this radio show. I talk about it. I know my fellow hosts talk about it. We all talk about doing what is appropriate first, which is screening out property before you go and look at anything. So once you screen property out, and when you have a team of realtors that are screening property for you, it's a little bit easier for you to analyze the property and to determine whether or not the property makes sense for your buying strategy. Okay, I've kind of beat that horse to death, right? So let's talk about these three different properties. Now, property number one, Again, all three of these properties are in the San Antonio market, but property number one was built in 1971. It's a three-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage property, and it's 903 square feet. Anything that I said so far scare you away? Now, some of you might say, well, it's a little older. Maybe that scares me away. Some of you might be thinking, well, it's kind of small. Maybe that scares you away. Let me tell you what that indicates to me. Nothing. Yeah, that information right there just tells me the age, tells me what I need to be looking for when I buy the property, tells me what I need to screen the property for, gives me an idea of the size of the property. And at the end of the day, it's not one that I would discount because I don't have enough information. Does that make sense? Yeah, there's not enough information about property number one to flat out say I'm going to get rid of it, because I don't eliminate properties based on their age, because I know how to deal with properties from the different genres that are out there. And I don't discriminate based on size, because there's a renter for every property out there. Trust me when I say that. I know that from fact. I know that from living that. There's a property out there for every renter in the marketplace. So let's talk about property number two. Let's see if we can get rid of property number two. Property number two, again, San Antonio marketplace, built in 2007. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage property. So it's newer than the last property. It hits the sweet spot for what we look for primarily as real estate investors. We really love that three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garage layout. And it's 1,412 square feet, which means it's close to our sweet spot of 1,500 square feet. So based on that information, I kind of like this property a little bit better, because it gets closer to the sweet spot of what we're looking for as Lifestyles Unlimited members. Now we need to talk about property number three, because I'm analyzing three different properties for you today. So we need to know what property number three is bringing to the table. Now, I have not eliminated property number one. I just kind of like property number two's size better, its age better, its layout better. Does that make sense? Okay. Property number three, built 1973. Three-bedroom, two-bath, one-car garage, and this one turns out to be 1,417 square feet. So it's slightly bigger than property number two. It has one less garage space than property number two, but it's a little bit older. It's not quite as old as property number one, but it's in that same genre. So property number one was built in 1971. Property number three is built in 1973. Property number two was built in 2007. So the only thing that concerns me so far is lead-based paint, which was used primarily prior to 1978. Is that a deal killer for me? No, it's not a deal killer for me, because there's ways to deal with lead-based paint. If you happen to have it in your property, you can deal with it, and you usually can just deal with it by painting. And it's possible somebody's already dealt with it, so it doesn't scare me. It's just something that I have to keep in the back of my mind, that when it comes to the rehab on property number one or property number three, I'm probably going to have to deal with lead-based paint. But I know how to deal with that, so it's not a big deal. So, all three of these properties are in consideration, although property number two has got some nicer perks. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the rest of the numbers. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
Want to build income without a second job? Learn how real estate investing can help you create extra income one step at a time with Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your information flow. And I'm doing so today by giving you some feedback on properties. I want you to get a feel for shopping for properties by looking or listening to the numbers, not necessarily going to the property and trying to determine by sitting out in front of the property whether or not the property makes sense for you. Does that make sense? Now, the information that I'm working off of comes from our Lifestyles Realty team. So I've got three different members of the Lifestyles Realty team in San Antonio that sent me these three different properties. They're all fairly recent properties that were sent out to the membership. And it gives you an idea of what was done to screen these properties before I had the opportunity to take a look at them. So essentially what these realtors are doing is they're working with some business rules. And those business rules are the property should double our equity by capturing equity equal to or greater than the amount of cash that we put into the deal. Now, is it a deal breaker if it's a little bit below? It's not necessarily a deal breaker, but there are members that are going to look at that and they're going to say, well, you know what? That doesn't meet my criteria. And they'll screen it out. They will screen it out. The other things that they're going to look at are things like cash flow. What does this property do in the form of cash flow? And one of the things that we're taught as Lifestyles Unlimited members is that we want to see cash flow that is a minimum 8% return on investment when annualized. And how do you determine that? You take the annual cash flow. So you take the monthly cash flow and you multiply it by 12. That gives you the annual cash flow. And then you divide that by the amount of money you physically put into the deal. Not any equity that you're capturing on the deal, but the physical cash you put into the deal. And once you solve for that, it's going to give you a cash flow percentage. Now, we're taught as Lifestyles Unlimited members that 8% is the bare minimum. Now, some of us have additional parameters. Some of us, we like to say 8% is our minimum, but on top of that, it must also be $200 or more per month. Now, in today's analysis, I'm going to give you some properties that meet the minimum cash flow from a percentage basis, but they don't necessarily meet the cash flow amount, because it's not a percentage, it's a fixed amount based off of what the cash flow is in comparison to the amount of money you outlay and what that cash flow returns. So I've lost a lot of you right there, and I'm sorry about that, but I have to explain it that way so that your mind starts engaging. I need your mind to engage on these concepts, because when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, these concepts are going to be easier for you to absorb when you go through the 16-hour class, which is going to change everything for you. It's going to change everything. It's going to put you on a glide path to figuring out what properties make sense for you, what properties you need to invest in, how you should be buying these properties. It's mind-blowing what the 16-hour class does for you. It changes your mindset. It teaches you how to buy single family assets, so you're versed the way I'm versed. It teaches you how to buy multifamily assets, so you're versed the way that I'm versed. It helps you understand the roadmap and which path you should be going down in order to achieve the goals and objectives that you will set for yourself. So most of you think single family is the way to go. And it's totally fine to think that way because you haven't been properly educated on the different modalities that are out there. It's part of the reason I talk about single families is because I think it's easier for everybody to wrap their head around single family, because multifamily is a little bit more complex. It's not terribly more complex, but here's what I know. You may have some familiarity with single family investing, but you probably don't have any familiarity with multifamily investing. So talking about single family is just easier for you. So I'm gonna do what's easier for you. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it until we can get you in the classroom and we can get you up to speed with all the things that you need to be up to speed with. All right, first property. Remember, it was built in 71, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1-car garage. The smallest of our three properties we're looking at 903 square feet. The after repair value for this property is $165,000. You can buy it for $95,000. You heard me correctly. You can buy it for $95,000. Now, it's going to take about $37,000 in rehab work. It's going to take about $10,000 in closing and holding costs. So your net equity captured is $23,000. That's the additional equity you will capture when your cash out of pocket works out to be $22,000. So you're going to put $22,000 into this deal. You're going to capture $23,000 in this deal. So you're going to get a return on equity capture of just shy of 105%. Now, when it comes to equity capture, when you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you can make that whatever you want it to be. But what most of us put as a minimum is we want to see a doubling effect. This particular asset gives us that doubling effect. This particular asset is going to give us $23,000 of equity in the deal when everything shakes out, and it's going to cost us about $22,000 to buy this deal. Now, are those numbers rock solid? No, they're not. These are preliminary numbers, but what it's telling me is that property number one meets my minimum requirements for equity capture. Now, there's still some additional things that we have to do. We've got to make an offer on the property. We got to buy the property. And then we got to do our own due diligence to find out whether or not everything that we think is correct about this property is truly correct about this property. Now, the other thing that we need to know about this property is the cash flow. Cash flow is $291, which annualized works out to be just shy of $3,500 per year. When you take a look at the amount of equity that we're going to contribute, not that we're going to capture, but we're going to contribute, we're looking at $22,000 of equity, cash that we're actually putting into the deal. That works out to be just shy of a 16% return on investment just for the cash flow. So it does better than that 8% I was telling you about. And because the monthly cash flow is $291 per month, it actually meets my minimum requirement of $200 per month. Yeah, I'm one of those people that thinks you have to have at least a $200 minimum cash flow, or possibly you shouldn't do the deal. Now, there's other things that factor into my calculus. There's other things that I consider when I'm looking at that number. But right now, I don't have to make any considerations because that number works well for what I'm trying to accomplish. Now, when it comes to the other properties, these properties, they've got some other things going for it. But what I will tell you about these other properties is that they're closer to that 8% cash flow return on investment. So when we get closer to that 8% return on cash flow investment, I scrutinize the numbers a little bit more closely.
All right, now check it out.
Property number two has an after repair value of $235,000, but we can buy it for $157,000. That represents a purchase of about 67 cents on the dollar. Now, this one's going to take a little bit less money to get into. It's going to take $20,500 to get into, as opposed to the $22,000 the last one was going to require. But the equity capture on this particular asset is even better than the equity capture on the previous asset, because it's coming in right around $43,000. That's giving me a 210% return on equity that the other one didn't give me. The other one gave me like 105%. This one's giving me double that. It's giving me like 210%. So this one is becoming a little bit more attractive for me. Not only is it a little bit newer, and it's 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, and it's closer to that 1500 sweet spot, it is giving me a better equity capture. But the cash flow, remember I told you my cash flow, I like to see at least $200 per month. This one's only $175 per month. Now, when you consider that I'm only putting $20,500 into the deal, my cash flow return on investment is 10.24%. So it's still beating that minimum 8%. It's just not meeting that $200 minimum that I like. It's $25 a month off. Can I live with that in order to take advantage of a better equity capture? And yes, I can take advantage of that. I can let that go because I do like the equity capture. Now let's take a look at property number three. Property number three was built in 1973. It's closer in age to the first property. It's a three bedroom, two bath, one car garage. So it's closer to layout to the second property, and it's 1,417 square feet. So it's like five square feet bigger than the second property. So I kind of like the size on this property. I can buy it for $130,000 against an after repair value of $210,000. So that makes the purchase price about 62 cents on the dollar as compared to 67 cents on the dollar for property number two. Equity capture wise, we can capture about $32,500 in this property. And this property is going to require the most cash out of pocket at $22,500. So the return on capital gains for this property works out to be 127.5%. So the return on capital gain isn't as good as property number two, but it's still not bad. It's better than property number one. So let's take a look at the cash flow. The cash flow on this property works out to be $190 per month. So it's only $10 per month less than my minimum. And I already said the last property I was willing to work with because it was $25 off, right? This one's only $10 off. So what is my cash flow rate of return? It works out to be just shy of 9%, which is better than 8%. And the monthly cash flow is better than property number two. But when I look at the return on capital gains, it's not as good as property number two. So I'm leaning towards property number two. So how do I calculate the rest of the information? The natural appreciation, the principal pay down, the fact that I have tax advantages that come from depreciation, which the IRS is going to make me take on whatever property I buy, and that depreciation is going to offset the taxes on the cash flow that for the asset that I buy. Well, what I do is I calculate all of those things and I look at all of those things as a rate of return by year. And what I'm looking for initially is I'm looking for the net total return on the asset if I sell it at a year and a day. Now, there's a reason for selling it at a year and a day. It doesn't necessarily mean that's what I'm going to do. But what my calculation tells me is what my rate of return is if I only hold the asset for a year and a day. So on property number one, the total rate of return when I calculate in the five different ways we make money in real estate turns out to be 73.57%. Not a bad rate of return. My total rate of return for property number three, which remember gave me some better features but not necessarily better advantages than property number one, that total rate of return comes in at 81.3%. So it actually is a better investment, total rate of return-wise, than property number one. So I'm leaning now towards property number three. But I got to look at property number two. Property number two had some better features, some better amenities, some better things that I like than properties number one and properties number three. And it was a little newer. Remember, it was a little newer? Yeah, it was about, almost 40 years newer than the other two assets. So there's some benefits there, and I don't have to worry about the lead-based paint issue that I brought up at the beginning of the show. What's the rate of return when I get to property number two? It works out to be almost 149%. And the reason it works out to be almost 149% is because I'm tripling my equity in the asset when I buy it, because the equity that I'm capturing is two times the equity that I'm putting into the deal. Does that make sense? So I'm getting equity of $20,500 when I put that cash into the deal. I'm getting an additional equity of $43,000 because of the way I'm buying it. And the fact that I'm buying it in a certain way that's allowing me to take advantage of hard money assets, and it's allowing me to keep my cash contribution to a minimum in this asset. This particular asset is actually a more favorable investment as long as I can get past only accepting $175 per month in cash flow. So I'm going to lose out on $25 per month based off of my metrics, the metrics that I like to see. Now, is that risk worth it to me? And I think that risk is worth it to me because I've counteracted that risk with the equity capture that I'm getting in the asset. I counteracted that risk by the fact I'm getting a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, which is really the sweet spot for what renters are looking for. I counteracted it by looking at the fact I'm getting a 1,412 square foot house, which is not 100% the size that I normally look for, but it's pretty darn close. So that tells me this is still a property that's going to be in a renter's sweet spot. And because the property was built in 2007, not in 1971 or 1973 like the other two assets, there's going to be less deferred maintenance that I'm going to have to deal with on this property. So my rehab cost on this particular property is the lowest of all three. It works out to be about $25,000 on this particular property versus $37,000 on property number one and $37,500 on property number two. So property number three, because I'm looking at property number two, so I've got property number two on the brain. It's sinking into me that this is a good one to go with. Now, one of the things that I look at is what is my rate of return across 5 years, because I want to get an idea of what the asset can do for me if I retain the asset. And I'm not necessarily interested in liquidating the asset after just 1 year. I want to get an idea for what it does for me if I hold it out for 2 years or 3 years, 4 or 5 years. So my total rate of return at the end of 4 years works out to be just shy of 149%. If I hold it for 2 years and liquidate it, my rate of return jumps up to 204%. If I hold it for 3 years, 262% rate of return. If I hold it for 4 years, works out to be 322% rate of return. And if I hold it for 5 years, which is about the maximum lifespan that we like to hold our properties for, but some people hold them longer, some people hold them shorter. If I held it for 5 years, I'm looking at a rate of return of approximately 385%. And that is off an initial investment of $20,500. Now you think about that. I've taken $22,500 and I've turned it into almost $100,000. And I've done that in potentially 5 years. Imagine if you had four of these assets and you turned $80,000 into $400,000. Do you think that would make a difference in your life? I'm pretty sure it would. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the Start Here button and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.